Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. I love the story about, I think it was a man named Chuck.
Right.
Talk about that encounter and just how these are just divine ways God gently and lovingly affirmed your worth, but still led you on the path to motherhood.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more that he is not afraid of our hard questions. I think he encourages it because it's a real relationship. And as parents, we know what that's like. We want our kids to come to us with their hard questions, right? I felt like God was completely comfortable with those questions. And we had a day on the North Shore of Boston where I was going to college, and I was dating this cute boy called Peter. And he and I were at church one Sunday, and we were kind of, you know, the quiet couple in the back. And sitting right in front of us was this man named Chuck, and I hadn't met him before, and so Pete and I usually would just, you know, slink out after the service and go to Pizza Hut on the way home and back to campus. But for some or other reason, one Sunday morning, he turned around and looked at me and said, "Hi, my name is Chuck. I think I have a message from God for you." And I'm telling you, that is about the worst thing someone can tell you when you are an awkward college student. I mean, you just would rather be anywhere else, right? Like, you don't know what this person is going to say to you. So, of course, you have to say, "Sure, I'd love to hear what I'm certain will only be, you know, debilitatingly awkward conversation." But I stood there, and he said to me, he said, "You know, I'm so sorry to ask you this, but are you two married?" To me and Pete, and we were like, no, we're not. We're just dating. And he said, "I'm sorry, but are you planning to get married?" And I'm thinking, goodness, it's just as awkward as I imagined. And so Pete nodded yes, and so just a really tender moment. And then Chuck said, "Are you planning to have children?" And at that point, I wanted to tell him, you know, I would rather eat glass and run away from home than have children. No, it's never going to happen. But instead, I just shook my head and looked at the floor. And he seemed relieved, and he looked at me and said, "Did you come from a church where it was really important for you to have children, for God to love you?" And I mean, at this point, I'm just crying, right, because it's so shocking to me that this complete stranger would ask me that. And I said, "Yes." And then he leaned in and looked at me and said, "Jesus wants you to know he loves you for you, not for the children you can give him." And I'm telling you, you know, you grow up believing in God, but we have moments where it feels like his spotlight is shining on us and he actually sees us, and it's simultaneously terrifying and comforting. And he looked at Pete and said, "And God wants you to know if you marry her, it has to be for her and not for the children she can give you." And it was the most beautiful testimony to the God who pursues us because he first loved us, not for anything we do back, but because it's who he is. It's in his nature. He loves us. And I felt like I lost about 100 pounds that week, and I was able to start breathing better. And it still was about a five-year journey for Pete and I before I thought I was ready, and God continued to bring people into my life, and he was just patient, a patient God who woos us right where we are. And those three kids he gave us, man, they sure were the best thing he saved till last.
I think we all need to stop and remember what Chuck said, just and how it applies to each of us, that he loved us first. He loves us because we were made in his image.